Radio. On Global Player. And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the UK Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the legal definition of a woman in the Equality Act is based on biological sex. A panel of five judges upheld an appeal by a women's campaign group, ending a long-running legal battle. Four Women Scotland brought the case over concerns about the impacts of legally recognising gender recognition certificates. Delivering the ruling, Lord Hodge warned against seeing it as a triumph for one side over another.
The correct interpretation of the EA as referring to biological sex does not cause disadvantage to trans people whether or not they possess a gender recognition certificate. Trans people have the rights which attach to the protected characteristic of gender reassignment.
The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says a fall in inflation to 2.6% in March is an encouraging sign. Falling petrol prices help bring down the rate, but it's expected to rise again in April because of increased bills and taxes. Tommy Robinson has lost an appeal against his 18-month prison sentence for contempt of court. The far-right campaigner, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, was jailed last year. He admitted 10 breaches of a High Court order that banned him from repeating false allegations against a Syrian refugee. Mr. Robinson's lawyers argued that segregation in prison is making him ill. The White House has indicated that a series of US trade deals could be on the way very soon. It follows comments from the Vice President, J.D. Vance, who said he's hopeful of a great agreement with the UK soon. And seven countries have expressed interest in hosting future Commonwealth Games. Canada, India and Nigeria are among five nations to publicly confirm they're considering a bid for the 2030 edition, while New Zealand are one of two countries considering hosting the 2034 Games. A look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain continuing across large parts of the UK throughout today. Some sunny spells, though, for the south and east of England. Highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, it's 11 o'clock, so it's cuppa tea time. So join me, Joanna Gosling, on Classic FM for a cuppa and music from Prokofiev. It's Dance of the Nights.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
That was Brian Taylor's main theme to the TV series Yellowstone. I haven't actually seen it yet. I think I'll give it a go at some point. Before it, music synonymous with another TV show, The Apprentice, but written long before. Dance of the Nights from Romeo and Juliet by Prokofiev, played by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning to all at Classic FM. I'm loving the music. Makes my day. That's Lorraine in Peterborough. Lorraine, thank you. Very glad to hear it. That's exactly why we're here. 6:18:12, if you want to say hi too, I would love to hear from you. Shortly, I will be playing another track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's a brand new recording of Strauss's Alpine Symphony. But first, let's hear the sublime voice of Sumi Jo performing Caccini's Ave Maria.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The third movement of Borodin's String Quartet No. 2, played by the Chilingirian String Quartet. I heard Frank Sinatra again there. Did that remind you of Strangers in the Night at all? And before it, did you get goosebumps as well? Sumi Jo's stunning voice and the Cologne Gersnick Orchestra brought us Caccini's Ave Maria. Hello from John and Ben in Tasmania. We're sitting here enjoying a work night red wine as the frosty autumn evening nights close in. Classic FM is always the perfect addition to our evening, which is your early morning. Enjoy the wine, you two. Okay, it's time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's a new release of Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony, a live recording by the Tokyo NHK Symphony Orchestra conducted by Paavo Järvi. Although it's performed as one continuous movement, the symphony has a distinct program which describes each phase of the mountain climb Richard did with his friends when they were teenagers in chronological order. They started out before dawn and then headed home 5 hours later in a storm. So let's hear Mists Rise, followed by The Sun Gradually Becomes Obscured.
Sunshine music all spring.
This is Classic FM.
Simple Gifts by Aaron Copland, played by the Boston Pops Orchestra. And before it, music from my classical album of the week, An Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, played by the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo, conducted by Paavo Järvi. Thank you, Joanna. You just played two of my most favourite pieces of music back to back. Perfect accompaniment to my cuppa. That's Sue in Kent. You're so welcome, Sue. Still to come, we'll be hearing the finale of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2. And I'll also have the overture to Rossini's opera William Tell on Classic FM, so don't go anywhere. First, let's hear what's coming up on Friday. Can't wait.
Join us for the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025.
It's the biggest classical music chart in the world.
You've been voting for your favourite pieces of classical music.
And now we're counting them down. All Easter weekend.
Hear the greatest composers and the most iconic music.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 starts Friday morning at 9.
Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That was the second movement of John Marsh's A Conversation Symphony for Two Orchestras. The London Mozart Players were conducted by Matthias Bammert. You're listening to Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Ecce Homo by Howard Goodall, performed by the Chamber Choir of Lincoln Minster School. And before it, the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra brought us the overture to William Tell by Rossini. Enjoying listening to Classic FM this morning as we drive down south to spend a few days with our grandchildren. It's making the long drive much pleasanter with lots of my favourites. Happy Easter to everyone. That is from Jill. Hello, Joanna. Finding your music so helpful, travelling from our daughters in Dorking, home to Ipswich, and we're stuck in traffic on the M25. I hope others are listening to your soothing voice and music. That's Elizabeth and Derek. Safe travels, all of you. Let's listen now to Beethoven's Piano Concerto in B-flat major. Finale of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2, played by Stephen Hough and the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Two pieces by Beethoven are in the Classic FM Hall of Fame top 10 for now. How will he do in the brand new for 2025 countdown? Not long to find out. We'll be starting the countdown from 9 a.m. on Friday, so set your alarm. We're playing the full top 300 over the Easter weekend. We'll catch up with the latest news and weather with Dom in a moment, and then something regal from William Walton, and I'll have two movements of Robert Schumann's epic piano concerto, so do stay listening to Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk, award-winning home care you can trust.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious, like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension, as a Which-recommended SIP provider with a low flat fee, and now £250 cash back when you sign up. The choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy.
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. New SIP customers only. SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply. Minimum £10,000 investment. Offer ends 30th of April.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah.
We're bouncing.
There's big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Got to get these framed puppy photos to Mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice. Between Evri, DPD, Parcel Force and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day. But we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Evri and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop? With a free superior drinks package and all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
On your radio,
on Global Player
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the UK Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. The case was brought by campaigners challenging the Scottish Government's interpretation of discrimination laws set by Westminster. The court says the verdict shouldn't be seen as a triumph of one group in society at the expense of another. Sasha Deshmukh is from the Amnesty International group and has given his reaction.
I think if government or anyone else tried to ignore the elements of this judgment that make clear that there must be protection for trans people from discrimination, then this would be a loss for society as a whole. The court has made clear that those provisions protecting trans people against discrimination are strong and need to be strong. Government and others have a duty now to make sure that those aren't lost in the noise around this judgment.
Downing Street says the ruling brings clarity and confidence for providers such as hospitals, refuges and sports clubs. Lower petrol prices led to a fall in the inflation rate in March. It dropped 2.6%, but experts have warned the reduction may be short-lived. The headline rate is expected to spike again in the April figures because of rising bills and business costs. The far-right activist Tommy Robinson has lost an appeal against his 18-month jail sentence. The 42-year-old argued he'd seen an evident decline in his mental health after being held in segregation. He was jailed for repeating false allegations against a Syrian refugee who won a libel case against him. Honda has announced it's to move production of its hybrid Civic car from Japan to the US state of Indiana. The company hasn't mentioned President Trump's tariffs explicitly as the reason for the decision. And WH Smith has reported